time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Pam Adams with the Episcopal Lutheran Church here in Price. And it's time once again, so many great events that are coming up at the church. She wanted to get on and talk about it. We have a very important visit coming this weekend on the 27th. We also have the Shrove Tuesday pancake breakfast and supper or whatever you want to take. They're doing it differently this year, and you'll understand what I just said when we get there. Pam, thank you so much for joining us over the phone today.
Well, good morning, Dave, and thank you so much for having me here. I always appreciate it every year. KOAL has always been so good to us.
We do what we can, right? We do what we can with what the Lord gives us. Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
All right, so let's start out. You guys have a really important visitor coming to your church this Sunday.
Yes, we do. It's our 11th bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Utah. That's a mouthful, I know. He is going to be retiring, finally. He stayed on an extra year because of the COVID, and he is coming down for our Sunday morning service at 10:30 in the morning, and directly afterwards in the church itself, we will have a little forum where people can ask him questions, about all the other things that are going on. He's a wonderfully droll little man. He has a wonderful sense of humor, and I think it's something that our people need to know about. It's important to us. We are a joint congregation of Episcopal and Lutheran, and we hold to those traditions, but we also have many people in our congregation who come from other faiths who want to be with us. Anyone is welcome in the church. The only thing we ask is that you do wear your masks and try to be social distance as much as possible, simply because that's a safety factor, and we want everybody to be as safe as possible. Bishop Hayashi is a marvelous man. He just has done a lot of things. He was elected in 2010 and stayed on an extra year, as I said, to stay as bishop. We're in the process of working for the election of our 12th bishop in the Episcopal Diocese of Utah, which will happen at the end of April. So that's something that we just want folks to know, that they're welcome to come. We don't have any restrictions on people other than wearing a mask in the building, and we provide them if they don't have them. So it's just a safety factor for us all.
All right. And then one of my favoritest things that you guys do every year is the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, and that's coming up on March 1st. So let's talk all about that, because it's going to be different this year, just like everything is, it seems like.
Well, we're playing everything from day to day, and we decided with the rising COVID here in Carbon County and every place else that we're trying to keep people safe. So we decided, we took a page out of some of the other churches' books and said, okay, let's try takeout only and drive-by pickup. And so that's what we're going to be doing this year. The food is the same. It's all cooked freshly there. It's the pancakes, ham, and eggs. And it will be in a recyclable, biodegradable container that can be microwaved. And the donation for us this year is $5 for each meal. We require people to have tickets for this. And the way you can get to tickets is either by calling the office and leaving a message with your phone number, and so that we can reach out to you and get the tickets to you. Each meal will require a paid ticket, so that's a little bit different than we've been before. We usually do require tickets always, but it's a single meal this year, and the cost is $5. And that's, again, as I say, ham, eggs, pancakes, syrup and butter. Take the syrup and butter out before you microwave. We don't want anything exploding in the microwave. And the pickup will be from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 7 o'clock on March 1st. And we hope everybody will attend. It's something that's been going on in Carbon County for many, many years. Last year was the first year we couldn't do it because of COVID. So we're trying to get back to a little bit of normalcy, and we hope that people will come by and enjoy. You can either eat it for supper that night, night or breakfast the next morning. It's your choice. But we call it the pancake supper.
And you also wanted to speak just for briefly, you were saying, about logistics, because, you know, you've got, you don't want people blocking off other people's driveways when they're trying to get home from work and those kinds of things. So really just be respectful and be cognizant of where you're at. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, I think so. And the other thing you need to know is that Homestead Boulevard now goes through all the way from 8th to Aviation Boulevard, which makes a huge difference in terms of people coming over the hill. So I want people to exercise caution. We will have hosts out to direct people up our driveway. We have one driveway in and one driveway out. It's the same driveway. And we want to err on the side of caution. We don't want anybody being hurt. We don't want anybody blocking our neighbors, because that area has built up considerably in the last few years. There's lots of new homes. Those people coming home from work need to get into their driveway. So we ask that of anyone, but please know that everyone is welcome to come. Just know that you will need a ticket, and if you buy them in advance, that's a good thing. We got our website up and running this year, and it's www.ascensionstmatthewsprice.org, and our telephone number is 435-637-0106, where you can leave a message with a way to contact you to get your paid tickets. Each meal will require a paid ticket of $5.
Okay. And before we let you go, let's talk about really what these fundraisers do for the church and the different things that it goes to. And you had a couple of other events coming up towards the end of the year and throughout the rest of the year that you wanted to talk about as well.
Just very briefly, I mean, I'll get back to you on a lot of these, because at this time we're trying to plan our 20th anniversary in the building, which is kind of unbelievable to me that we've been there that long. In September, the building was consecrated in September 21st, which is St. Matthew's Day, with both our bishops here and a lot of people in attendance, and we're hoping to have some kind of a celebration. You know, Pastor Rebecca will still be here, and we haven't got plans firmed up for that, but that's one of the things that we are planning on. And also, the election of our 12th bishop in the Episcopal Diocese of Utah will happen at the convention, which is the 29th and 30th of April. So those are all things that are in the future for us, that are exciting things for us, because this is a new time for us and a new day, and we need to go forward and see what God wants us to do in Cartman County. The money that we're raising this year, it's a $5 ticket, and we always use that to go with our ongoing programs that we use for the community as well as ourselves. It definitely doesn't all stay in the church. We definitely use as much of it as we can to help people in the community and work on so many different areas. I mean, over the years we've donated to just about everything you can think of in the area, and we try to keep it local. So your $5 will go a long way for us.
Pam, once again, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today. There's always a lot going on up there, and the information, you know, just give them a call at the church, get your tickets, and go out and have a great meal on Tuesday, March 1st. The Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper will be taking place. Pam, once again, thank you so much. You take care, okay?
Thank you so much, Dave. I always appreciate talking to you.
No worries. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Great. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.